It's hour number two. Bickley and Murata live from the Ak-Chin Community Studios here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. The Phoenix Suns are 20-10. They're rolling. Looks like a real playoff team. They got an all-star, and people are still upset. And here to talk about that with us, about the Suns and the rest of the NBA, ESPN, ABC, NBA analyst Jeff Van Gundy joins us here on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Jeff, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it.
No problem.
How upset should Suns fans be, if at all, in your mind, that Devin Booker didn't make the all-star team?
Well, you know, it's always this around the all-star selection. You know, who got snubbed? How outraged should you be? I think, you know, it's actually tiresome to me because it's 12 spots. And when you say you're going, you know, Devin Booker should be there, you have to tell me who you're going to take off. And that's the thing. So to me, I always like, I think your team should be winning. I know that's arbitrary, and it leaves some people off who would have, you know, who are having good seasons. But I don't believe sub 500 players should be there. But even more so than that, the number one thing I would do if I was the NBA is, why does it have to be 12 players? Mm-hmm. Why can't it be 15? And like, you still would have who got snubbed from 15,
sure,
but you would add three more players. This is so important to players from how they're viewed, and in some cases, how much they're paid, right?
Mm-hmm.
That I think there's got to be a better way and a better way to include more people. And so if you had 15, you know, Devin Booker would be in without question. But this is not a referendum on Devin Booker, the player. Like, Devin Booker is a great player, and we should be honoring him more this year when they're winning than last year when they weren't winning. And I think sometimes we confuse stats for all players. The stats that matter are stats that lead directly to winning. And this year, with Chris Paul being there and Devin Booker playing at a great efficiency level and Monty Williams doing a terrific job and James Jones putting together a good team, they should all be getting their credit. I just feel badly for Booker that this notion of he's not an all-star is now overtaking what a good year they're having and what a good year he's having.
Very, very great points. And I think LeBron James really kind of lit a fire here by calling Devin Booker the most disrespected player in the league. And that's a heavy word to use in those situations. And I'm not exactly sure what he meant by it. But I guess you've seen in the case, players tend to use this stuff as fuel.
Yeah, I don't buy that either. Like, you know, this whole notion like of like a player needing a vote to motivate him. Devin Booker wouldn't be a great player if he needed outside motivation to drive him forward. Like, I've never seen a great player in our league who needs other people or other things to motivate him. I know it was always said about Jordan, like, oh, Jordan uses these things. Like, is anyone watching? Jordan got like 40 every night. It wasn't like, oh, he was scuffling along and he was getting 10, 12, and then somebody disrespected him and he burst on the scene for 50. It's really our fault as the media because we perpetuate these things that aren't true. And so I disagree with LeBron James. Devin Booker's not disrespected because a coach voted seven other guys instead of him. Like, how is that disrespectful? The thing that would happen if Devin Booker, let's just say Devin Booker was voted on and Chris Paul wasn't. Is Chris Paul being disrespected by that? No. These guys made choices. And frankly, the coaches put very little into who they're deciding on.
Yeah.
It's not like they're sitting down all day going over, like, racking their brains. They're worried about the team, their own team, and who they're playing tonight. I hate the whole process of how All-Stars are being voted. You know, 50% go to the fans. Why? like, do the fans watch? If you're a fan of Phoenix, are you watching intently, you know, Oklahoma City on a nightly basis and seeing if Shai Gilgeous Alexander should make it or not? Mm-hmm. No. And our broadcast is even worse. Some days it comes through the NBA. Hey, your vote counts double tonight. What do you mean? We give two votes in a country that has been fixated on election fraud? We're actually giving two votes on certain nights? Like, think about if that was in an election. Hey, if you vote early voting, if you vote Tuesday, your vote counts twice, but on Wednesday it only counts once. What are we doing?
That's so like, true.
What is, like, so the whole process is flawed to me, but the thing that bothers me is when we start using inflammatory language like disrespected. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to, like, diminish Devin Booker, that he's being disrespected, versus I guarantee you every coach in the Western Conference that didn't vote him as one of the seven off-the-bench guys in the All-Star game have nothing but praise for him as a player and as an impact on what Phoenix has done and how he kept grinding through a lot of disappointing seasons. I disagree with the process. I disagree with the language that we use, because it all is supposed to make Devin Booker feel bad versus, hey, Devin, you're an amazing player who's having an amazing year. And by the way, I think they're 20-10 right now. Uh-huh. You're helping your team win more than they've won in so very long. And you're doing it alongside another great player in Chris Paul, who happened to get a couple more votes than you.
Yeah.
Should you feel bad about that? Absolutely not.
Jeff Van Gundy, our guest here on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. In the discussions about Chris Paul, he's been so instrumental, very deserving of that All-Star spot, in our opinion. But in all your years as a coach in the league, as a broadcaster in the league, we marvel at what we see on him night to night from a leadership standpoint. Where would you rank him among the great leaders in NBA history, Jeff?
You know, it's funny. Leadership is an interesting thing, because some people chafe under his style, you know, that
true,
you know he's a know-it-all, he never stops talking, you know, like I'm like, I've never coached him. All I know is on a nightly basis he plays to win, and he does so with a talent and a tenacity that makes him one of the all-time greats. And maybe if you're a little bit more sensitive, maybe his style grates on you. Maybe you want a more like Steve Nash type of guy who, you know, you guys saw his leadership style was to pat everybody on the back. To me, it's not about style. It's about what is the example. And the example that Chris Paul has set that I've observed, I coached against him when he was young. I've watched him ever since. He comes to play every night. There's not one night I think he shortchanged his team. He didn't play to win. He didn't play with toughness, tenacity, intensity, and care. And he's an all-time great. And, like, to me, he did it with Oklahoma City last year. He did it with Houston prior to that, the Clippers, New Orleans. Like, every step of the way, he has brought an attitude of playing winning basketball wherever he's been, and he's a unique talent. I have great admiration for all he's accomplished in his career.
This is great analysis. My last question for you, Jeff: when you look at the Suns roster, they're in a good place right now. They're playing both ends of the floor. They're blowing out teams. They're finally handling teams that are perceived as lesser teams. Do you see any weaknesses in this team? Because I ask, the Suns made some moves to clear a roster spot. We know that Boogie Cousins is floating out there. A lot of people have speculated. I'm not sure you want to mess with what the Suns have. From a head coach's purview, do you see weaknesses? Are there anything, any area that needs to be fortified here?
Well, I think until you win it all, you're constantly trying to upgrade your roster. I mean, even the Lakers, who won it all, they made moves to try to upgrade their roster, bringing in Schroeder, you know, Wes Matthews. So I love, first of all, James Jones, he doesn't get the credit he's due right now. Like, he's done some really good things. And at the times, they've been controversial, you know, like, oh, he picked Cam Johnson too high. Oh, Cam Johnson's good. Mm-hmm. You know, like, he's a good player. All right. You know, did they sacrifice too much by getting Chris Paul? Not really. They got a steal. You know, and on and on. So the roster building has been good, really good. What Monty Williams, like, I love Monty. I coached him back in the Knicks when I was an assistant way back. I have such great admiration for his intensity, his intelligence, but also his style, leadership style. And I think he's demanding and he's driven, but he cares deeply about the players. And, you know, you look at how they're put together. Bridges, who I absolutely think continues to improve. And when you have his type of talent and character, you're going to see it keep going. So anyway, I think they're well put together. I think, you know, Payne, Carter, their guards off the bench, they played really well. I think Monty's got the most out of them. I think they, you know, if they had a higher quality guard off the bench, I think that would be great. Some you know, a backup, you know, combo guard that could play with either both, you know, both Booker and Paul. I think that would be good. So I think you're constantly trying to change. I don't think they should add a big, though. I think, you know, Saric as a five has actually gives him an advantage of not being as slow when he's at the four. So I like how their makeup is. I think Ayton's come a long way. You know, and they have a lot more work to do. But, man, are they well-positioned right now. I love their team. I love their coach. And, like I said, James Jones, let me throw out a LeBron word. He's being disrespected because he's not getting the credit that he deserves.
Yeah, the disease of me.
Jeff, thanks so much for the time today and the insight. It was a pleasure having you on the show.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff.